بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم المؤمن مرآة المؤمن. My most respected brothers and elders, in hadith of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم it is mentioned that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, a believer is a mirror unto a believer. A believer is a mirror for another believer. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just in these three words, al-mu'minu mir'atul mu'min. How beautifully he explains a similarity. And to understand this similarity, all of us use a mirror. Men use the mirror, women use the mirror, elderly people use the mirror, young children use the mirror. What does the mirror show us? It shows us our reflection, the image that appears in front of the mirror. So when we stand in front of the mirror will show us our images, our appearances, the good and the bad. So if our hair is combed very well, the mirror will show that exactly. If there is a scar on our cheek, the mirror will show us that. If our beard is not combed properly, then the mirror will show us that. Whatever is in front of the mirror will reflect exactly what is in front of it. The good and the bad. In a similar way, a believer, he is a mirror to his Muslim brother, to the Muslim sister. So what does it mean? A mirror will show you your good and your defects. The believer will show you your good qualities and he will point out to you your weaknesses. So exactly like how the mirror will show you your good and your bad, a true believer, a genuine, sincere believer, he will show you all your good qualities. He will praise you. MashaAllah, you are excelling in this. You are doing very well. And at the same time, he will show you, see, listen here, you've got these weaknesses. It is nice if you can rectify it. Why does a person stand in front of the mirror? Generally, to see if there's anything wrong on his face or the appearance, he will rectify it. He will change it. If the person has got a pimple and he needs to remove the pimple, then he will stand in front of the mirror and he will remove the pimple. If there is some mark, he'll remove that mark. If there's a scar, he'll remove the scar. So whatever it is, the believer looks at another believer, and so this other believer acts as a mirror to him and shows him his good qualities and he shows him his weaknesses. So the believer who is acting as a mirror to you, who is showing you your good and your bad, he's showing you your weaknesses, he's showing you your faults. He is your muhsin. He is the person who is doing good to you. So nobody can shout the muhsin. Nobody is going to take off with the mirror. You see any person shouting at the mirror, you think he's gone insane because he's shouting at himself. So just as a person will not shout at the mirror for pointing out to you the scar that appears on your face, like that you will not shout the person who is showing you your weakness, he's showing you your fault, he's showing your deficiency, he has this compassion, this worry, this concern for you, so he's showing it to you. So you should treat this person as your benefactor, your muhsin. He's showing you his kindness, just as the mirror, out of its kindness, is showing you your weaknesses, or the scars that you have on your body, on your face. Like that, this believer is showing you your weakness. And therefore, we should not become angry with the mirror. We should not become, just as we don't become angry with the mirror, we should not become angry with the believing brother or sister who has showed you your weakness and your faults. Many a times it happens that we do not realize there's something wrong with us. There's some mark on our face. Our topi is not put right. And until and unless we don't go in front of the mirror, like our mothers and sisters, they preen themselves in front of the mirror, especially before some dawat, or the bride before her nikah, she will stand hours upon hours in front of the mirror to make sure that she's looking absolutely 100%. So the person who is spending the time and now looking at the mirror, he will find, he will detect many faults and scars on his body or any ugly marks on the body, and the person will rectify it. So the person is now looking, and he many times he did not realize before that they had some mark, but until he saw himself in the mirror, until she saw herself in the mirror, she did not realize that mark was on her body, on her face, and now this mirror reflected it. Many a time we do not know we have certain weaknesses. And until we don't appear before this believing brother of ours, we would not know that we have the deficiency, and he shows it to us. And if you recall, some months ago, in one of the Monday majlises, I explained the different forms of Islah that take place. And amongst one of the ways that the mashayikh had stipulated, if a person doesn't have a mentor, or is far away and he doesn't have any books of the elders and mashayikh of tasawwuf, then he will see a sincere friend and use him as a mirror. And then he, this sincere friend, will point out to him his weaknesses. So like that, the person did not realize he had some deficiencies on his face, on his body, and now after looking at a mirror he sees this. See, in the same way, in the same light, a person did not know he had some weaknesses, and until he did not come to in front of a believer who then pointed out to him his weaknesses, he was unaware of it. He was oblivious of it. Hazrat Mufti Taqi Usmani Sahab, Damat Barakatuhum, narrates a little incident of his father, Mufti Shafi Sahab, Rahmatullahi Alayh. And he says his father, Mufti Shafi Sahab, Rahmatullahi Alayh, was making the khidmat of his father. In other words, Mufti Taqi Sahab's dada. The dada was not well, so he would go to the Hakim Sahab and get some medication. On one occasion, the grandfather of Mufti Taqi Sahab tells his son, Mufti Shafi Sahab, Rahmatullahi Alayh, that Shafi, go and fetch my medicine from the Hakim Sahab. So he goes. When he comes to the clinic of the Hakim, and he makes salam, he greets him, etc., and he says, I've come to collect my father's medication. So the Hakim looks at him and he tells him, hang on, leave your father's medication, I will see to that just now, but I need to give you your medication. So he says, I did not come for any medication. I'm not sick, I'm fit, alhamdulillah, I'm healthy, I'm moving about, there's nothing wrong with me. He says, no. Take these, the following medication he prescribed for him. And he says, you must eat this and have that. This diet, don't have this, don't eat that. Mufti Shafi Sahab, Rahmatullah, listened to the Hakim Sahab, collected his medicine and also his father's medicine. And he goes back to his father and relates this incident to his father. That, Abbaji, this is what happened. Hakim Sahab gave me some medication. And he said, I must take this medication because I'm not well, whereas I'm fit. Well, there's nothing wrong with me. The father says, no, but whatever the Hakim Sahab told you, listen to him and just take the medication. And the Hakim Sahab had called him after 1 week. So he took the medication, he followed the diet, and he went a week after to see the Hakim Sahab. This time when he went, the Hakim Sahab looked at him and he said, MashaAllah, now you are well. So Mufti Shafi Sahab Ramadhan says, ask the Hakim Sahab, I don't understand. I was not well. I came to you, prescribed some medication, you gave me a diet. Anyway, I followed the diet, I took the medication, but tell me, what is the problem? He says, the day when you came to me, I detected from your voice, when you made salam to me, when you asked me for your father's medication, just by your voice, I detected that you had some problem with your lungs. And I was afraid that if you did not take this medication and did not follow a diet, it could lead to TB. And therefore, out of worry and concern for you, I quickly gave you this medication. Now, alhamdulillah, you are okay. So many times we do not know until we go to the doctor, and sometimes we are taking another patient. Doctor looks at us, if he's a good experienced doctor, he says, no, hang on, looks like you've got a problem. Or sometimes we go for sugar problem and suddenly he detects you've got a cholesterol problem. So just like that, a believer shows us some weaknesses we have in our life which you and I would not have known until this person showed it to us. Of course, the mirror does not reprimand the person who looks at him. Looks at the mirror. The person who is viewing himself in the mirror never shouts back at the person. Never reprimands or rebukes the person. Then why have you got this scar in your face? What is wrong with you? Does not call him and brand him any names. The mirror is silent. A believer does not reprimand his Muslim believer upon some weakness that he detected, some shortcomings. But very kindly, with compassion, with love and concern for him, nicely he addresses him. He looks at him and in a very good way he makes his islah and reformation. Hazrat Hassan Hussein radiallahu anhumah, the beloved grandson of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they saw an elderly person making wudu one day, and the person was not making wudu correctly. Now it becomes our duty as a believer that if you see some wrong in a person, then in a nice way, in a polite way, with hikmah, diplomacy, it is your duty to show him the correct way. How often we come to the masjid also, even I had some experience, sometimes it becomes difficult for you to correct somebody's mistake because the person takes offense to it. So many of us, our salat is not right. We're not performing our salah correctly. Perhaps a wudu, we are not performing correctly. But we are not prepared to listen to some person who genuinely out of concern, and he is sincere, and he wants us to correct and perfect our salat, our wudu, whatever it is. He's not doing it to hurt us in any way. So we should not get offended. Hassan Hussein radiallahu anhumah see this. Now immediately they realize we're going to make islah the person, but he's an elderly person. We can't go and tell him straight, bhai, your wuzu is not correct. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed them with wisdom. After all, they were the grandchildren, the beloved grandchildren of Rasulullah Park sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they go to the old person and say, you know, you're an elderly person and we are young still, but we want to perfect our wudu. So could you be kind enough, just observe our wudu, and any faults you find in our wudu, please correct us. So both of them make the wudu in front of this elderly person who realizes that his wudu was not correct, and he learned his wudu from these two, and he immediately acknowledges and he confesses to them, listen to me, that your wudu is perfect. I was not making wudu correctly, and now I will change my wudu. See the diplomacy. This is the way we should make islah any person, or when it comes to correcting a person's weakness, you don't shout at the person, you don't reprimand the person, you don't brand him. The mirror doesn't do such thing. Al-mu'minu mir'atul mu'min. Then the mirror does not go and mention your faults to others. The mirror does not expose your faults to others. It exposes your faults to yourself, not to anybody else. A believer does not, after detecting some weakness in a person, does not make that go viral. He does not go and broadcast it to others. He does not publicize that wrong that you have. And this is exactly, unfortunately, what you and I are doing. And that is why we see this rot in the ummah. Because we find a mistake, and perhaps we corrected that mistake of the person, but we were not sincere. And we want others to know that I changed this and I did, and this is what this person was up to. Instead of covering his faults and showing him his faults, we are now broadcasting to others. And as I mentioned so many times before, the cell phone, wallahi al-azim, the social media, we have abused it. Instead of using it for the good things, we are now using the same social media to broadcast our own weaknesses and the weaknesses of the ummah. So the mirror does not broadcast your weaknesses to others. Then we find that the mirror, no matter how many times you stand in front of it with the same scar, and you do not remove that scar, the mirror never becomes frustrated. Every time you stand in front of the mirror with the scar, the mirror will show you your scar. Like that, a person who is having concern for the ummah, a believer, no matter how many times the other person comes in front of him with the same weakness, which he had pointed out to him, not once, but 100 times, and still there isn't any change, this believer does not shout him, does not chase him away. The believer again will show him his fault. And the believer will not make that fault, he will not exaggerate the fault. Whatever is shown, he will show it exactly like how a mirror shows a person. So in a similar way, many times we are doing the work of Dawud and Tabligh, Tazkiyah, we are teaching in Madaris, and we have family members, we are parents, we are cousins, we are nephews, we are uncles, we are aunts, whatever it is. A person has got a weakness, our job is to point out that weakness to the person. In a kind way, once, twice, 100 times, but do not become frustrated. Do not run away from the person. The mirror does not go away. The person stands in front of the mirror shows him, and the mirror never becomes frustrated. Then the mirror does not pursue a person. A person, until he does not go in front of the mirror, he will not see his reflection, his image. You will never find a mirror running behind a person to look for his faults to show him. A believer does not go and make tajassus and spy on his believer. وَلَا تَجَسَّسُ. He does not go and to look for any faults, to show him his faults, to run him down. This is not the shan of a believer. So Rasulullah SAW mentioned so beautifully, Al-Mu'minu Mir'atul Mu'min. A mu'min is a mirror to another believer. Just as we require a mirror to change our wrongs on our physical appearance, we require that mirror to change our spiritual wrongs. The spiritual ailments we have. And the mirror, I mentioned the various qualities, it does not rebuke the person who is looking at it. The mirror does not become frustrated. Again and again, exactly like the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, they gave da'wat every single day. They cried and they tried and they tried, they desperately. And they never gave up hope. Like that, we do not give up hope. But with hikmat, with love, with compassion, we show the weakness of our Muslim brother or sister in a nice and kind manner. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me tawfiq, give all of us tawfiq to make amal. The dua when a person looks at the mirror, Allahumma anta hassanta khalqi, fahassin khuluqi. That is the real purpose. Oh Allah, when you look at yourself and you're admiring yourself, oh Allah, you have given me a beautiful appearance. You have made my khalq, my appearance very beautiful and handsome. Oh Allah, in the same way, make my akhlaq, my batin, my spiritual self, make that also beautiful. Make that handsome. Make that beautiful. Make that perfect. So the maqsad actually, not just our physical appearance and how we look, it is actually our batin. That is what our effort should be made upon. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Yusadiru shreef. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad. Sayyidina La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illa Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha
illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nuhu. Allah, 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 Allahu hadiri, Allahu nadiri, Allahu shahidi, Allahu ma'i, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluhu, laka ash-shukru kulluhu, la nuhsi thana'an alayka anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. Allahumma ya awwal al-awwalin wa ya akhir al-akhirin wa ya dhal quwwati al-matin wa ya rahim al-masakin wa ya arham al-rahimin. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد مبارك وسلم. يا الله ما دقنا كم عافرما ما دخطاكم عافرما. يا الله forgive us my Allah. يا الله we have gathered here يا الله. يا الله through your فضل and your كرم my Allah. يا الله we are not deserving even to take your beautiful name my Allah. Your blessed name my Allah. يا الله accept it from us my Allah. يا الله we have gathered here to make sincere توبة and استغفار my Allah. يا الله in this majlis of توبة my Allah. Ya Allah, you are well aware of all the filthy gunas we have committed, my Allah. Ya Allah, and despite making tawbah, Ya Allah, we still have broken those tawbah, my Allah. Ya Allah, and we are persisting in gunas, my Allah. My Allah, but we know, my Allah, we have got an Allah who is prepared to forgive, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are so kind and so loving, my Allah. Ya Allah, you love to forgive, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are therefore begging you tonight, my Allah, every single sin we committed, my Allah. Ya Allah, with every single limb of our bodies, my Allah, with our eyes, with our tongue, with our ears, Ya Allah, with our hands, with our private parts, with our legs, my Allah. Ya Allah, with our thoughts, my Allah, with our heart, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are begging you, Ya Allah, forgive us every single kabira sin, every single saghira sin, my Allah. Sins we committed in the darkness of the night, my Allah, in broad daylight, in public, in privacy, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. We become overwhelmed by nafs and shaitan, my Allah. But my Allah, we're making ruju to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive everyone who is listening to this program now, my Allah. Especially our brothers who have assembled here, our mothers and sisters at home, my Allah. Whichever part of the world they may be, my Allah. Ya Allah, have raham upon us, my Allah. Ya Allah, cleanse and purify us, my Allah. Ya Allah, hamari dilon ko musaffa, mujalla, muzakka bana. Make us become nek and salih, my Allah. Allahumma aati nufusana taqwaha wa zakkiha. Anta khairu man zakkaha. Anta waliyuha wa mawlaha. Ya Allah, protect us from all types of fitna and fasad, my Allah. Protect us from crime, my Allah. Protect us from, Ya Allah, from evil things that are happening in the world, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from disasters, my Allah. Ya Allah, tu raham ka mamla farma. Ya Allah, protect us from Dajjal and the fitnas of Dajjal. And all those fitnas that will become prevalent before the day of Qiyamah, my Allah. Ya Allah, hamari iman ki hifazat farma. Deen ki hifazat farma. Masajid, madaris, marakis ki hifazat farma. Hamari jaan aur maal ki hifazat farma. Aabru ki hifazat farma. Ya Allah, jahan bhi musalman pareshan hal hai, pareshan dur farma. Ya Allah, pareshani dur farma. Ya Allah, especially in Kashmir, my Allah. Over a month now, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are masoom children, my Allah. They are people who require to go to the doctor and hospital, my Allah. Our sisters, my Allah. Our brothers, my Allah. Elderly people, my Allah. Ya Allah, tu raham ka mamla farma. Ya Allah, remove them from the difficulties, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove them from the difficulties, my Allah. Ya Allah, in Syria, in Palestine, my Allah. In so many other places, my Allah. In Burma, my Allah. Rohingya, my Allah. Ya Allah, in Africa, my Allah. Ya Allah, tu raham ka mamla farma, karam ka mamla farma. Ya Allah, you are the most powerful, my Allah. You are hakeem, my Allah. You are hakim, my Allah. Nobody can question you, my Allah. Nobody understands your wisdom, my Allah. We are your slaves, my Allah. You are our mola, you are our aqa, my Allah. You are our creator, our nourisher, our cherisher, our sustainer, my Allah. You are maliki yawmiddin, my Allah. Everything is in your control, my Allah. The heavens are in your control. The skies and the earth, my Allah. Nothing is hidden from you, my Allah. Hey Allah, you made us in the ummah of beloved Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are making shukr to you for that, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are the beloved ummati, my Allah. Of your beloved Rasulullah Park, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, fulfill all our jais murad, my Allah. Remove our difficulties, my Allah. Jo bimar ho, Ya Allah, unko shifa ata farma. Give them complete shifa, my Allah. Ya Allah, those who have passed on, my Allah. Ya Allah, all the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus. Grant the family sabr jameel. Ya Allah, grant all of us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb. Give us the sweetness of iman. Give us the ladzat of taqwa, my Allah. Give us a ladzat, Ya Allah, the sweetest of sujood, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us establish our salat, my Allah. Make us become nek and salih, my Allah. In this Mubarak month of Muharram, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq to keep the roza, my Allah, the 9th and 10th, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us, Ya Allah, to change our lives for the better, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us barakat in our businesses, my Allah. Give us barakat in our wealth, my Allah. Give us halal and tayyib rozi, my Allah.
Ya Allah, give us maut on Iman, may Allah. Ya Allah, maut in Madina Sharif, buried in Jannatul Baqi, may Allah. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Holy Kuthur water from His Mubarak hands, may Allah. Ya Allah, make us enter Jannat without any Hisab Kitab. Protect us from Azab of Qabr, Azab of Jahannam, from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal. Allah grant us ikhlas and maqbooliyat, ya Allah. Make our children become the coolness of our eyes. Make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbooleen. Ya Allah, make them true guides, ya Allah, of the ummat of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, all good works of deen, accept it, my Allah. Ya Allah, aapas mein ulfat muhabbat paida farma. Ya Allah, overlook our shortcomings, our deficiencies, our wrongs. Ya Allah, we have disobeyed you, my Allah. Make us obedient servants, my Allah. Ya Allah, hazirin, ghaibin, sabki dua, qabool farma. Ya Allah, whatever hajat we have tonight, ya Allah, fulfill all our needs, my Allah. And remove all our pareshani and difficulties, my Allah. Allahumma kashif al-gham, mufarrij al-hamm, mujib da'wati al-mutarrina idha da'uk. Rahman dunya wal-akhirah rahim huma. فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها عن رحمة من سواك. يا الله, all those requested duas answer their jais murad also. اللهم صلي على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.